you know what that is. That is movie music, and it's Friday, so we're talking about movies. And there is a movie getting a lot of buzz this week. It's a documentary following the life and times of comedy icon. I guess she's become an icon at this point, Joan Rivers. The movie is called A Piece of Work, and Joan Rivers is a piece of work. Takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer has seen it. So, Kristen.
Can we talk? Kristen, can we talk?
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I think a lot of us think of Joan Rivers as being sort of a caricature, but in this movie she really reveals all, and she literally does that in the opening frames. You see her without her makeup on.
Sorry. I only did that because she does it about herself. So what'd she look like without her makeup?
She actually, you know, she looks exactly like what you'd think she looks like without makeup, like her minus makeup. Yeah.
You also, along with film critic Rafer Guzman, had the chance to interview Joan and Ricky Stern, the director of the documentary, for your podcast, right? Movie Date.
Yes, and we loved it. It was a hilarious interview. And we asked a lot of questions about her feelings about her comedy that she does. And one of the things we asked was really about how she feels about women. She makes a lot of jokes about women and about how they're treated in society, and especially women as they age. And
she's a feminist in her own right.
Well, she wouldn't say that, actually. But let's give you a preview of the podcast so you have some idea.
You've made a lot of jokes about the way women are treated in a
right.
male-dominated world, and you've seen feminism in all its transformations throughout the decades.
So boring.
So is that
screwed
right?
Screwed ourselves into the ground. That's why girls aren't getting married. The women's movement absolutely destroyed our one weapon that we had over men, which was play innocent, play sweet, play ooh, make Inla marry you. And then you rule the roost and you take over the world.
From
so
you,
I'm not a feminist.
You're not a feminist?
No.
Absolutely. No, you hands down, I'm not a feminist.
No, you go live your life and don't worry whether you have a vagina or a penis. Just do it.
Kristen, no, do you want to take the next question?
But it's true.
I'm speechless.
It's true. Oh, I'm a woman, so they won't let me in. Oh, shut up and do it.
Now, just to go back to your career a little bit here. You're somebody who, very clearly on film, is really all about your job. 365 days a year, 7 days a week. We get some sense of that from looking at your calendar in the movie. Do you ever think you're going to slow down? You just turned 77?
77, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but if you're out there and you're doing a job, you just, and you love your job, that's what you do. It was very hard balancing things, but again, you can balance if you're smart. You know, you just get your book and you say, this is when my daughter's doing soccer, so I'm going to do that for soccer. And this is when I'm going to go do this for comedy. It was just a question of balancing and never slow down. Love what I do.
After all these years of working, you know, you've been confronted by more than your share of hecklers, and there's one in the film who stands up and, you know, really gives you what for. You know, it seems to me that comedians, more so than musicians, more so than actors, have to confront hecklers. How do you keep your composure in the face of that kind of treatment?
Well, first of all, I rarely get hecklers. Again, they were very lucky. I must have had one heckler in 7 years, and it was on Ricky's shift. You know, so this man should not have come to a comedy show. He should not have come to see Joan Rivers. And I did a joke about hating children, which I do on a plane. I'm sorry. You had it. You take care of it, lady. Don't give it to me. I'm not interested in this ugly little thing that looks just like you. And I said, the only child I would like near me on a plane would be Helen Keller, because she'd shut up and that would be that.
Right.
And he stood up and went nuts. And the question is, how do you take care of them? You stop him. And I said, this is a comedy show. He said, it's not funny.
Because he was
my son is deaf.
Right.
And I said, it is funny. And it's a comedy show. And the whole point of everything is life is tough and life is hard. And if you don't laugh at it, you're going to kill yourself and cry. So you're damn right. You laugh. I laugh at everything. And that's how I get through. I would have laughed in Auschwitz, because how else are you going to face what you're facing? I would have done a shower curtain joke in Auschwitz. But that's how I would have dealt with it.
Have you been able to laugh also about some of the personal traumas in your life
all
over
of
the
them.
Years? All of them?
I'm 77. My God, would you see what people go through and how they stand up the next day? How do you do it? And you do it by saying, I can laugh at this, and it's fine, and I'm going to get through this with humor. I lived with a man for 9 years that had one leg. Lost in World War II. the most amazing man in the world. And he did it by laughing about it. And we would laugh about it. And then everybody laughs about it. Then everybody relaxes about it. He lost it at 19. And he went to Princeton. And he was a handsome man. He played football. What are you going to do? You're going to say, more room in the bed. What are you going to do?
Ricky, one last question before we go. We're just wondering, is there anything that you wanted access to with Joan that you didn't get, or things that got cut in the film because Joan put her foot down? Or
well, let's see.
She was very generous. She took out a couple of things that I asked her to take out.
There were a few little things. It was really very minor sort of trims about that. I mean, you can say the one about Melissa.
Well, Melissa was very upset. I talked about Edgar's suicide, and I talked about every time I pass Edgar's picture to this day.
Edgar, husband, your late husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say, go to hell, drop dead, F you. I'm still angry. You're angry forever at suicide. And we talked about that in the film, and Melissa called Ricky and said,
We just changed it slightly. But no, I mean, I think we pretty much got access and put in everything we wanted. It was, I would have liked to put in more, I mean, but there's just tons more that's hilarious and will be on the DVD.
Or the second Sex in the City 2, we can do, if you look at my body, Sag in the City 2, we can do second one.
And you can hear an extended version of Rafer and Kristen's interview with Joan Rivers on the Movie Date podcast. Subscribe on our website or on iTunes. And Kristen, I have to ask you, no script in front of her? She did that all ad lib, right?
She was hilarious. I think that one of the things that Rafer and I didn't expect was how hard we had to try to stifle our laughter, because we were totally afraid of covering up everything hilarious she said. But underneath it all, in the studio, we had our faces covered and our faces practically in our laps because we were laughing so hard through this whole interview. She was hilarious.
And she actually made both of you speechless for just a second or two there. But yes. Listen to the podcast first, folks, and hear it again. Okay, here's trivia question. It's trivia time, Kristen. There is a new documentary, of course, about Joan Rivers, and we all know her as a great stand-up and a very funny woman. But in what film do you know her better as a robot? Tick, 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 tick. Okay, I have a hint. Todd, you know.
I know this one.
Okay, well then bow out, because I'm going to give Kristen a hint, and then we're going to hear from one of our listeners who actually knew the answer.
I'm sorry. I had to make a pit stop. I'm so excited. I couldn't hold my oil.
Oh, that's the hint. You don't know?
I have no idea.
All right, let's listen to one of our listeners.
This is Jeremiah calling from Massachusetts, and Joan Rivers was the voice of Dot Matrix the Robot from Spaceballs.
Wait, wow.
Mel Brooks.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Yeah, Dot Matrix. And Dot Matrix, as you might imagine, is a C-3PO-like character who is driven by her need to keep Princess Vespa safe and chaste.
Oh, my God.
Thank you,
Mel Brooks. I'll have to go back and watch that again.
Thank you. Thank you, Mel Brooks. Kristen Meinzer, of course, will be reviewing Young Frankenstein later. No, she won't, but I wish she would. Next week, we're kicking off our series, Do-It-Yourself Checkup. Kate Daly from Newsweek's Human Condition blog joins us to learn how to live healthier lives one step at a time. First up, what is healthy? Anyway, that's the question we're going to ask her. How do you judge being healthy for yourself? By your weight, by your diet, by how you look, how well your exercise routine goes? Tell us by heading to the site, thetakeaway.org, or posting to the Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway. We want to know what you do to judge yourself healthy, if you can. I'm trying to. I'm Todd Zwillick.
Probably ought to be here next week just to check in on that, but I won't be. I'm Lynn Scher. Celeste is back on Monday. It's been a great week for me. Thanks to everybody. This is The Takeaway.